U.S., NATO Recklessly Escalating Tensions with China Part 1. By Philip Giraldi. Why do I get the feeling that the White House and Congress appear to be setting the stage for the elevation of China to the status of foreign enemy number one? Indeed, if one has been hanging around Washington for the past 25 years or so, it was hard to miss the often surfaced bipartisan contention that China is America's major over-the-horizon adversary, or even enemy, with its growing economy, its successful geopolitics, and its large, industrious population. I can still recall my shock at hearing Democratic Senator Jim Webb, an honorable Iraq war critic, telling a conservative gathering in 2015 that the real threat to the United States would be coming from China. Fear of China has a long tradition in the United States and Europe. The so-called yellow peril is a largely racially derived metaphor that was developed in the late 19th century, when European and American imperialism and colonialism were at their peak. The United States, for example, sharply restricted the entry of would-be immigrant Chinese laborers through the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, the only time the U.S. has ever banned entry of potential residents based on their nationality. Generally speaking, the so-called Yellow Peril demonized the peoples of East Asia and some of Southeast Asia as an existential threat to Western culture and civilization. As a cultural menace from Asia, fear of the Yellow Peril is mostly racial and not necessarily national, a fear frequently derived not from concern with a specific source of danger or from any one people or country, but from a vaguely ominous, existential fear of the faceless, nameless hordes of yellow people. Nevertheless, historical developments like the Boxer Rebellion, the Russo-Japanese War, and the lead-up to World War II in the Pacific have in the past intensified negative views regarding some Asian nations, in particular China and Japan. In the current context, the U.S. government is certainly apprehensive about where the increasing rapprochement between China and Russia is going, summed up by Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the deepening strategic partnership between the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation and their mutually reinforcing attempts to undercut the rules-based international order that run counter to our values and interests. Ironically enough, that development stems from the inept U.S. diplomacy exemplified by Blinken that allowed a negotiable crisis to develop into a full-fledged war over Ukraine. But a much more significant development stems from the Chinese success when playing at what might be called the global geostrategy game. The Chinese Silk Road Project threatens to create a new economic reality for Eurasia, squeezing the U.S. out and creating unique networks for marketing, transportation, and the contractual exploitation of third-world natural resources. Again, ironically, the U.S. was once upon a time the master at creating such networks to benefit the American economy, but unmanageable debt plus inflation combined with outsourcing and lack of any industrial policy means that advantage has largely vanished. To put it bluntly, China has outcompeted the United States, and whether that constitutes a threat depends on which side of the fence one is standing on. And NATO appears fully on board to follow the lead provided by Blinken. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg observed how China is substantially building up its military forces, including nuclear weapons, bullying its neighbors, threatening Taiwan, monitoring and controlling its own citizens through advanced technology, and spreading Russian lies and disinformation. Stoltenberg and Blinken's indictment of China was followed by a NATO-issued strategic concept document that declared for the first time that China poses a systemic challenge to the alliance. And the National Security Services are also on board. The US and British heads of the FBI and MI5 collaborated in a press conference in London to condemn China as the biggest long-term threat to our economic and national security. But, as ever, there is another side to the story. While the threat may be so in theory, no one in the UK or US is willing to confront the systemic missteps by London and Washington that have brought about that deplorable result. One would not expect China to be silent when confronted by the threats from the West and, indeed, Beijing has made clear that there would be consequences. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian responded a few days after the Madrid NATO summit where Blinken and Stoltenberg spoke, observing that the so-called rules-based international order is actually a family rule made by a handful of countries to serve the U.S. self-interest, adding that Washington observes international rules only as it sees fit. Zhao also accused Blinken of using NATO to hype up competition with China and stoke group confrontation. He also noted that NATO's history has centered around creating conflicts and waging wars, arbitrarily launching wars and killing innocent civilians, even to this day, before concluding that facts have proven that it isn't China that poses a systemic challenge to NATO, and instead it is NATO that brings a looming systemic challenge to world peace and security. It would be charitable to describe the U.S.-China relationship as currently occupying a low point. The result has inevitably been creating an international crisis where there was none to start with.